You are causing light to shine from dark.
The Touch Lighters Church Light Encounter Radio Series with Pastor Ennis Osiri and Pastor Mrs. Susan Osiri. Here at TTC, we aim to raise men and women in the body of Christ whose lives would reflect the life and the light of God. From wherever you may be listening, may you be blessed by this series.
Good day. One more time. My name is Pastor Ernest Osiri of the Touch Letters Church, Enugu. I trust God your service today was awesome, and I trust God that the Lord was so mightily and so rich unto you in today's service. I would like to appreciate you for always tuning into this wonderful radio program being organized by the Touch Letters Church, Enugu. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you. We return all praise and glory to you. Wow, what a mighty God you are. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. And thank you for everything you've done for us. To you, all be glory and all honor. Thank you. As we get through your word, why ask, O Lord, that your word will come mightily unto us. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, today I would want us to move into a new series in this our teaching. The last time in the month of February, we looked at divine direction. We looked at the benefits of divine direction. We looked at what divine direction means. And then we came to a conclusion that when God directs us, that we stand a better chance of having a fulfilled life, unlike when we direct ourselves. We equally came to understand that God's ways can never be attacked and succumb by the evil ones, but that when we make our own choices of doing things our own way, that we are subject to demonic attacks. Today, I would like us to move into another series, and I would like to read from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19. Understand that life is so wonderful, and understand that there is nothing mystic about life. God has penned down everything that we need to do to succeed in life. Like I was telling them in church, and I said to them that every manufacturer will always have what we call a manual that will aid you to operate every given gadget that you buy. And here again in life, God has created us, and he did not leave us out without a manual. And this manual is God's word. And so if we can make our time to go through God's word at any point in time, I can always assure you that God's word will always direct us very, very well. Today, I like to look at something that I know that is at work in us. And sometimes we don't seem to understand what actually is playing out. And that is the power of decision. I like you to understand that your decision has a whole lot to say about you. Your decision holds a whole lot of future about you. What you decide to do today will always show by tomorrow. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19, I'd like us to go through that place. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record the day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curse. The before choice life that both thou and thy seed may live. This is so thrilling. This is so touching. This is so compelling to understand that what happens in your life is all determined by the decisions you make. We were told that an average man makes a total of between 7,000 to 10,000 decisions in a day. You might just decide to stand up now. You might just decide to go to the toilet. You might just decide to eat rice. You might just decide to take a bottle of malt. You might just decide to stroll. You might just decide to go use ATM. You can understand that in a day that you can make a decision between 7,000 to 10,000. And all of these decisions, they sum up what your life is today. Every decision you make is your choice. The prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, the Bible says one day he decided that he was going to leave his father. and he left his father. Then he went into a very far country and squandered all the goods and all the things that he collected from him. He suffered greatly. He saw shame and humiliation. And so sometimes our decision could bring us into a point of shame and decision. A whole lot of women, a whole lot of girls, so to speak, are in shame today. I know of one lady, so to speak, always believing that the whole world is on her shoulders. Until recently, a news came that she just took in. Her business folded. She packed away from where she's living and went into a remote part of Enugu to live. Why? Because her decision had revealed her life. And so what you decide per time has a whole lot to do in your life. And so the prodigal son decided and then went out there. And then squandered the money, began interacting with pigs, lost all dignity, lost every beauty around him. And one day again, he redecided to go back to his father. And the Bible says as he went, he was still afar off when the father saw him. The father stood up and came, embraced him and welcomed him back. You know why? Decision is a sum total of what your life is. And that's why it's very important that we take our time to know what we decide on. And so where we read, the Bible says, I set before you life and death, blessing and curse. And God did not leave us alone. He said to us that we might choose life, that it might be well with us. There are a whole lot of people that are roaming around the street. There are a whole lot of people that are in shame and in shambles. There are a whole lot of people that just do not know what is happening to them. There are a whole lot of people that are wondering, thinking that one demonic power from their family is coming against them, not knowing that it's just an issue of what they decided yesterday that is playing out in their life. And from the equation we saw, from the verse that we saw, and the equation, there was no mention of the devil in this place. And that comes to let me know that my decision is so powerful and more powerful than all the forces and all the arsenal of the devil. I can decide that no weapon can form against me. I can decide to stay on the side of God. I can decide to be a child of God. I can decide to go all out with God. It's all about decision. And that's why in this series we shall be looking at a whole lot of things that will help us to come to a point where we'll be able to make a right decision. And don't forget that I told you that any decision you make is your choice. Behind your decision is your choice. And behind your choice is your life. Behind your life is your destiny. And so my decision affects my destiny. Wow. Today, it's my honor to let you know that you can take a decision right now that can turn your life around. You can take a decision right now that can turn the table of your life all completely around. You can take a decision right now to be on top. You can take a decision right now to see your life totally overhauled by the power of God. The power of decision. The power of decision. The power of decision. Many are in regrets. Many are in shame. Many do not understand what life has done to be with them. All because one day they woke up and took a decision that has plunged them into the lowest part of life. But the good news here is that you can yet make another decision that can bring you out from the pit and set you up on the pillars of life. You can change the things that are happening in your life. You can reorganize things by just changing your decision. You can see light come into your life by taking a decision to embrace God. You can begin to see a new leaf turn over in your life by the simple decision you can take. Wow, you can invite Jesus into your life. You can see great things begin to happen all by the decision that you are taking. And this is one thing that people seem not to understand. Sometimes we think that there are powers that are just there remote in us, telling us to move left, telling us to move right. But I came to let you know that after all these things, no matter how powerful these instruments might be, that your decision can and will stabilize your life. Wow. I feel great in my spirit to understand that God created me and gave me the power to choose blessing and gave me the power to choose life. And this is interesting. And this is what we have failed to understand. That your life can be better by the decisions you make. And that your life can be worse by the same decision that you make. And today I want to welcome you. And today I want to let you know that a single decision you make right now can turn your life around. For instance, the Bible says in James chapter 4 and verse 6 down through 8, he said that we can resist the devil and he will flee. And he said that we might draw closer unto God, that God might draw closer unto me. I can take a decision today to draw closer to God. I can take a decision today to be serious with God. I can take a decision today to have God at the center of my life. I can take a decision today to see the power of God move in my life. And I want to make a call to you wherever you are and to say to you that your decision counts. Your decision matters. Your decision has values. Don't ever think that this is just all about the devil playing your life and remoting it all. No, the decision you make, they have a very long way to affect your life. Can I help you pray for wherever you are? You want to make a decision to come to God. You want to make a decision to serve Him. You want to make a decision to receive Jesus Christ into your life. What an opportunity you have here today to do all of that. And I can assure you that God of heaven will bless you. Father, thank you. I lift up these ones, O Lord, my hearers into your eyes. And I know, O God Almighty, that even as they have heard this word, and even as they are taking decision, like the prodigal son took a decision to return back to the father, that people are taking that same decision right now and making and defining their choices in life. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you might receive them and turn everything for good in their lives. Thank you, Father, for hearing and let your name be glorified. We just bless your name, mighty Jesus. In Jesus' precious, mighty name. One more time, I'd like to thank you for always tuning in. I equally want to enjoy you to tune in same time, same station next week. And you will never regret what the Lord will be speaking to you. Go make a right decision and see your life turn around for good. In Jesus' precious, mighty name. Amen.
You are causing light to shine from darkness.
Thank you for listening. For more inquiries, call us on 091-570-71584 or 091-283-23500. Or you could follow us on our social media handles. On Facebook, we are called The Touchlighters Church. On Instagram, we are called The Touchlighters Church. Or you could visit our website, www.thetouchlighterschurch.org. Go and live a practical life of light.
Hey, we are standing.